Are you too lazy to read? Are wars too hard for you? Go to audibletrial.com/goodoldgamers. They got over 180,000 titles to choose from and audiobooks. So go get your audiobook on audibletrial.com/goodoldgamers.
Spooky evening indeed. This week on Coffee Talk.
Oh, welcome to another frightening edition of Good Old Gamers podcast.
Mom?
I'm Lyle McClendon. I'm here with Brandon Gentry.
Yeah, fuck yourself, everyone.
And we have some very special guests tonight. Yeah. We have Blow Your Pod in the house with us, Mr. Clay and Keith.
Hello. Howdy.
Well, go ahead and shout out y'all shit.
Well,
butthole.
Yeah, we're from. Wait, did we just lose it here?
I'm sorry. I was adjusting your gang because you're clipping.
We're playing levels again.
Yeah. Playing levels. Yeah. You're a
clipper. I think that sounds better.
Yes, yeah. We are from the Blow Your Pod podcast.
60 times over, stupid. Just plug it.
Yeah. Whatever. It's old Tuckback Tammy over here.
I'm surprisingly comfortable, believe it or not.
I'm glad, because you look very fucking uncomfortable. If I sneeze, I'm going to die. You're going to crack your head open and fucking bleed to death.
I'm going to bust a mic and the Ghostbusters castle is going to, or firehouse is going to follow me. And
kill you're going to look like Bud Dwyer. It's the back of your fucking head just going to be destroyed. You're going to have that look of utter defeat on your face.
That'll be like the poster for our final episodes. I blow your pod and it's like my brain just splattered on the back of your...
Hey man, nice shots playing in the background. Yeah, we're doing pretty much... this is kind of a part two of sorts. It's episode 31 for us. You know, October, we're doing Halloween horror-themed episodes all month. And earlier, me and Brandon recorded with the guys from Blow Your Pod.
Sure as hell did. Had a good time.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. A lot of fun for sure.
We talk about a lot of interesting things in that one. Pretty good shit, though.
Yeah.
And I think Brandon's actually pregnant now.
He could be.
Yeah.
And I tried to pull out, but I'm pretty sure some got in there.
It got pretty greasy.
Speaking of pregnant, I think you need to like give your mic a little bit more of a blowjob. I'm not hearing you quite as much.
Eat that motherfucker.
There you go. That feels nice. Yeah.
Well, I sound like a Timberwolf giving a blowjob or something. Just...
He can adjust the average.
Timberwolves do that?
The good ones.
Might not invest in a Timberwolf.
Or Timberlake. They're the same.
Those are harder to kidnap. They have security.
Half his time.
Pretty easy to seduce, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, anyways, we're here to talk about some video games.
God dang video games.
Yeah, we don't want to act like we're on our podcast and go off the rails.
It would translate well.
We're video games slash comedy, so.
Yeah, it all fits together. We talked about video games on y'all's podcast, so we can talk about normal shit on our, you know. For everybody that catches my drift, you need to go listen to the episode we recorded earlier when it's available.
Yeah, I believe it's episode 76. It's
Blowyourpod.com.
Do it, or you're a fucking loser.
Yeah.
And you should lock Wall Street yourself out of a window. But anyways,
Blowyourpod.com.
We do not advocate self-injury or suicide.
Unless you want to.
Yeah, then it's all up to you. Anyways, we're going to kick it off with some news. What do you got? Start with Brenda.
You know, we're always on top of the retro VGS thing. I saw them post a Facebook update that they're soon to have a like an official like breadboard and fully working prototype soon. So
it's about time.
Yeah, they'll be going on Kickstarter with it.
Maybe people actually be a little more inclined to backing it up and trying to get behind it.
Clay's good at
backing Y'all have up. No fucking clue what we're talking about, do you?
I was lost until you said backing it up. And then it was like, because I can back it up like it's lukewarm.
Long story short, we did an interview with a guy. There's a company looking to bring out a brand new, like, retro-based console. It's a new console, but it plays cartridges. Oh, like, first one, 20 years. Well, we got in contact with the guy that was actually one of the front runners for this. And they just recently, they were going to come out on Kickstarter. They didn't have a working prototype off the bat, so they had to go to Indiegogo. And they were looking for like $2 million pretty much. And they hit like $65,000.
Yeah.
It was an utter failure. And so now they're swapped back to Kickstarter and fixing to try to have like a working one on hand. There's just a lot of pros, and I mean, there's some pros, but there's a lot of cons that have really just like come to light now. And so,
so you're saying that
it may not happen, kind of deal.
So you're saying Indiegogo is like the Kmart of
it is
kind of
kind
of like the Kmart.
Kickstarter is the flagship crowdfunding site, and they fucked up by not starting with that.
Indiegogo's where if your shit's not good enough to get on Kickstarter.
And they really started on Indiegogo due to semantics. They get, you know, Kickstarter, you have to have a working prototype for hardware, but they gave them this, they gave them a waiver. They're like, it don't matter, y'all can go on anyways. And they're like, nah, we're just going to go to Indiegogo anyways. And it bit them in the ass.
They kind of screwed their own pooch on it just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I mean, they could still pull it together right now. We're going to maybe try to land a couple more interviews and get, like, you know, because one thing, a lot of people are criticizing them and talking shit, but not a lot of people know what the fucking deal with it is. Nobody does, really.
Yeah.
The whole truth, I don't guess. Me and Brandon's going to try to dig some of that out of some people. Maybe.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah. Well, you want me to say something?
Something. Say something.
Friday 13th Kickstarter.
Yeah.
For the game has launched.
Yes.
They, last episode, if you remember, we talked about Summer Camp briefly. It was going to be like a new slasher survival game coming out. Well, they announced they had a big announcement coming for,
They announced they had an announcement? Yeah.
Fuck you.
Please.
They made the announcement that, big news was coming for Summer Camp, and the announcement turned out to be that it's actually Friday 13th, the game. They finally acquired all the rights and all that shit. So, it's coming out. It's Kickstarter. It's already, I haven't checked it in a few days, but the day it went live, when I seen it, it already made like 80 grand.
Mm-hmm.
It made more in a few hours than
Retro VGS did
made
in
the
three
entire
weeks.
Run on Indiegogo. So,
speaking of Friday 13th, what's your favorite Friday 13th death of all time? That's off the topic of games.
I really like, dude, there's a multitude, but my favorite, if I had to narrow it down to my favorite three, Crispin Glover getting the corkscrew in the hand and the cleaver to the face is one of my favorites. The wheelchair guy from part two or three.
That's actually my favorite one.
Roland, it's so brutal, but I love it. And, It's a tie between the crazy hillbilly motorcycle rider dude in part five getting the machete while he's riding the motorcycle, or when the dude gets the leather strap around his head against the tree.
Oh yeah,
and he just twists the fucking stick till his head pops. I like that one.
See, I love the one.
I love them all.
My main one is one in the RV in part six where he slams the guy's face, makes an imprint on it. And the RV turns on its side, and it's sliding. Jason just climbs up and just sort of uses it as like a skateboard. Love that freaking scene.
I like where he kills the black guy from Return of the Living Dead. He's in the port-a-john. He's like singing to that girl while he's taking a shit. He's like, "Ooh, baby."
Was that three?
He's like taking
that was
a dump.
Five. That was five.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I remember, the black motorcycle guy was three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get your
shit together.
He's the one, stabs the pole through the port-a-john and impels him.
And another good one from three. Three's probably my favorite, Friday 13th. But like, where he shoots him with a harpoon gun. I love that.
Girl?
Yeah.
Picks his wallet or some shit up.
And it's just like you just see Jason in the distance, just put the gun, like the spear gun down. It's such a badass scene.
Three's pretty iconic just because that's the get the hockey mask, and that's where the basic lore starts really falling into place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Friday 13th, the NES game, we talked about that last week. And
yeah.
Man, if you got patience. You can tell there's three larger dudes in the rooms. I could hear all of our heavy breathing on our microphones.
I need my CPAP.
Yeah,
I need my CPAP.
Well, dude, I'm having to be hunched over here, so my belly's just compressed as hell. Just
sounds like you got awakening sleep apnea. You
know? Yeah. Waking apnea. Sounds like a really fucking shit-ass metal band.
Yeah.
Coming to Birmingham, Waking Apnea. With Breaking Benjamin.
It does seem like it opened up for like Caesar or Breaking Benjamin, something like that.
Adelita's Way. Playing. Carlito's Way, the band. What else you got, Brando?
Steam controllers hit and it kicks ass.
You got one already?
I don't have one personally because I'm not a big controller guy, but I will get one. It's got good reviews all over. Our buddy Juice has got one. He likes it.
That is the one with the large dot, like the touch pads, right?
Yeah. Yep. So you can actually use your thumb to aim in a shooter. So it actually looks like a controller you could use competitively in a shooter, perhaps, if you got good with that, unlike joystick horseshit.
By the time people are listening to this, the Xbox Elite controller will also be out.
Won't hold a candle to it, though.
$130 controller.
Yeah, $50 Steam controller. Wow. Way better.
Yeah.
So, quick question on the Friday 13th game.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of game is this going to be? Is this going to be like a...
Oh, yeah, we could have talked about that a little more. Yep. It's, from what I've read, it's one player versus seven. Seven people are counselors. One person is Jason, I guess. And you're sucking the dick of the microphone.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. Continue.
So you actually play as Jason.
Yeah. One person will spawn in as Jason, and seven people are counselors. And each counselor have their different attributes and shit. I don't know how true it is, but I've read a couple rumors like where the counselors will be able to gather like points that would tally up to like a kill by like fucking and doing shit they're not supposed to be doing and not getting murdered. Yeah,
that angers Jason.
That'd be kind of cool. Like Brandon pointed out earlier, he's like, what if you hit a blunt or some shit or you're fucking, it just made your like little blip appear on the map for Jason. You're just like, there's people sinning over here.
Wouldn't it be crazy if Jason was like a big Mormon or something? That's the only reason he keeps fucking killing people for fucking.
Nobody will take drugs. His fucking pamphlets.
How he gets to someone in a hurry. He secretly rides his Mormon bike.
Couldn't you see Jason in like the coveralls with just a little black tie on the front of it?
He's actually a Scientologist, probably.
You open the door and it's like, let me tell you about this Lord.
The ghost of L. Ron Hubbard's like, kill for father. They never show that.
See, you don't hear about like the extremist Mormons.
Mm-mm.
You always hear about like the Islamic people and stuff. I don't think Mormons could be extremist.
Oh, yeah. It's an extreme religion. So. By definition, they're extremists.
We got to be careful talking about terrorism because me and Brandon, I think our podcast for a whole weekend was slightly involved in a plot against us.
We were attacked by ISIS.
you think we're kidding? But
we suddenly got like hundreds of likes from like, Middle Eastern people, and then they just disappeared.
Like, we had like 200 likes from like Middle Eastern people, like couldn't pronounce any of their names, and they just all unlocked us. And it was pretty shortly after episode we made a fucking like anti-terrorist Muslim comment, and I'm like, fuck.
How dare you not be pro-terrorist?
Yeah, no shit. Like, well, you know, people get offended by everything. They're like, it offends me that you don't like terrorism. So, you gotta appease everybody, I guess.
You just see some terrorists over building bombs listening to your podcast.
And I'm not telling anybody. Don't worry. Don't blow my house up.
And you're like, you're talking shit to them, and you're like, fuck them. And
that's why I have an assault rifle now. One cool thing about the Friday 13th Kickstarter is if you can donate $10,000, you can be a playable character in the game. Which for like $250, they're going to have a limited edition machete still.
Oh, yeah, the Tom Savini.
And it's going to be signed by all of them. But you also, I think, get a tombstone in the game with your name on it somewhere.
Oh, okay. For $10,000, I'll make a game about you. Like, give it here.
What would a... Now, that's a question. What would a game made about you entail? What would it be a game of?
TV, oh, fridge.
Like, we might have... We'll save that for the end of the episode. Actually, we might ask ourselves that question at the end because we don't have any other questions.
I'll wait on that then.
So just think about it.
Like, I already know because I almost made the game. Like, I still might.
Nice.
See, mine involves tripping over pants a lot in order to get to the fridge, get another beer, and it's not, that's pretty much the whole game. When you defeat it, you get to go to bed.
You like accidentally smoke some weed every now and then, and You smoke some weed every now and then, and it slows your like character down and shit. But you get bonus points.
Well, it's like you know, in Max Payne, when like he'd be running through like some, you'd hear like
baby bullet mode.
Yeah, but like the little sections in between the stages where he'd be like in his house and like running on the trails of blood and stuff.
Yeah, and his dreams.
Hear the baby crying. It's sort of like that with me.
Where he's losing his fucking mind.
I'm just walking on a straight string, just hear like a bong rip in the background constantly, and it's like, where is it? And I'm tripping over my dogs and shit.
But the dogs all like, have people faces and shit.
I can almost see yours more like where you're just trying to, you're just masturbating on yourself and trying to figure out where in the covers.
I'm dodging it like with my head. It's like...
And then trying to figure out
it was effective.
Trying to figure out where to clean it up with the cover so you don't roll in it when you go to
these giant, I see giant being
beans. Like the NES track and field where you cycle the A and B buttons.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm just playing my nuts.
Do that to masturbate. Like.
Oh, dude. That is fucking hilarious you mentioned that because you just said do that to masturbate. Well, on that documentary, Chasing Ghosts, they're talking about how where you use two fingers on one button, it's called the double flap.
Oh,
so you
can
call it the double fap. Like,
I did
a little nerd humor there.
I couldn't tell who was talking because the headphones is fucking with me. Because it's like stereo. It's not like getting some sound from you on the right and him from the left.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He said something and it's just out of both ears. I'm like, who said that?
Now available in surround.
I like mono. You know,
mono.
A little more news. The Duke Nukem 3D for Mega Drive port is coming to everyone in the world now. It was a Brazil only thing, so now you can get you you get you a brand new copy of Duke Nukem 3D for the Mega Drive.
That's kind of badass. Like, Duke Nukem 3D is good on anything.
It's $40 for the cart only, or $50 if you want the box and manual.
You know what I bet really sucks a dick on it, though?
What's that?
The fucking music.
Probably.
Because there's like fucking three Sega games that I enjoy the music to.
Yeah.
That's about it. They got a really turd-ass sound processor in them.
Yeah.
But anyways, that's not
it. Only other bit of news I got is they're making a Twilight Princess HD remake. So.
Really?
Yeah.
It's a Wii U
shop thing, whatever. So,
you know why they're doing that?
For money.
Because they're going to try to tide people over. Because I have a feeling that the new Zelda that's coming out that everybody's hyping up, like that Zelda Wii U, it's not going to come out for fucking Wii U. I don't think it will.
You think it's coming to NX?
Yeah. Well, think about it. It's happened every fucking time. Nintendo's like, oh, we're prepping a sequel to Zelda. Oh, it might come out on this console. Oh, it's not going to come out on this console. It's taking us more time. It's going to come out on this one.
Is there like a Wii U only Zelda yet, though?
No.
It'd almost be shameful for them not to release a Zelda for it.
The last exclusive game was Skyward Sword. It's just a Wii game.
Yeah.
Was the last Zelda game, was that GameCube?
What? Yes.
Yeah.
No.
the last big one to come out on the console was the Wind Waker HD remake. That's why
you see where I'm at, dude. I'm like 6 years ago.
So. Oh, shit. 6 years ago. Yeah, dude. That's like
I'm really old.
That's like 12 years ago.
It's not that long.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Oh, shit.
Fucking GameCube was out when I was like in 10th and 11th grade.
Well, dude, this is 2003.
I think they got that Legend of Zelda on that Keep A-Terry.
It's actually 1997. We just don't know it yet.
Yeah, I would be the cool kid at the
time. I'm 12 years old, and I just started listening to Collective Soul.
I'd probably still be picked on. You know?
Collective Soul and the Meat Puppets coming to Iron City in Birmingham.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
No shit.
That was fucking unexpected. That's it for news, man.
That's it for news. We should have done a little news intro.
Fuck.
Now it's the outro.
Now it's an outro, too.
God damn it.
See, this proves that all we talk about is the 80s and 90s on our podcast. Like, we're so fucking stuck.
Oh, no, I got up to 2003.
So. Just in reference to 2003. Nothing was specific at all to 2003.
It's okay.
Shut up. You're dookie
head. What shall we do next? Do you want to...
I'm going to skip my reading tonight because it's going to take too long. I'll just...
We'll do it in the next one.
Yeah.
So you want me to go ahead and do arcade horrors?
Do arcade horrors.
Give me my...
Your what? Oh, yeah.
My thing.
Yeah. Arcade horrors.
Somebody get out the peanut butter.
It's time for a vicious licking.
Sounds like a Jewish baby.
Pockets full of gold.
Oh, it hurt my stomach.
I fucking love that baby.
Shit.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, sorry. Arcade Horrors tonight is a game from 1982 that we can actually play after this. Nobody listening can fucking play it unless you got MAME. But it's called Monster Bash, and it was put out...
The Graveyard Smash.
No. It was put out by Sega in 1982. It was a wide release. It came out in America, Japan, Europe, all that shit. It's a platformer. The game orientation is vertical, if anybody gives a shit about that. It used the Sega G80 system, which is like one of the earlier Sega...
Their arcade boards.
Yeah. It has mono sound, Keith.
Mono.
And it was not on GameCube.
It was not on GameCube.
It could have been.
It was actually not.
What's weird?
It was not ever released on a console, to my knowledge.
What's weird? GameCube is actually after I got out of gaming. So it was like the last system that I really played religiously was probably like PlayStation
1. So that's why all the new shit comes out on the GameCube.
Yes.
Yeah. New shit I ain't played it is on the GameCube.
Hey, but a GameCube will actually fit comfortably in like a Silverado, like a newer Chevy's console, if you guys ever.
That's nice. I'll remember that. I remember when I'm looking for a Silverado.
I remember to put one of my most least favorite consoles into my least favorite truck next time I go out. And then I'll be sure to drive that goddamn truck right off of a cliff.
I'm just running in front of it and you're like, here's your fucking GameCube. And it's...
Monster Bash pretty much is a game where you have three levels and they just progressively get harder. You have Dracula's house where you play as a little dude that lights candles, and when you light enough candles, the sword starts flashing, and meanwhile you dodge bats in Dracula's level, but you get the sword and you're able to shoot Dracula and turn the motherfucker into dirt.
So you're pretty much an altar boy for Dracula.
Kinda. You're like a shitty Van Helsing. And in the second one level, you're in Frankenstein's castle, and you shoot werewolves in the face with a pistol and light the candle and get the sword and kill him. And then the last level is called Blue Chameleon, where the candle's in the middle, and you hit different color switches to open like different sides of a gate. and this little blue lizard thing chases you around. You light the candle and get the glowing sword thing and fucking shoot it in the face.
It's a Dracula, Frankenstein, and a blue lizard.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's
what's the Holy Trinity?
It's very basic. Chameleon Man.
Everyone knows him.
Yeah. Chameleon Man Returns. Sounds like the worst goddamn movie on the planet. Chameleon Man versus Cheetah Man. But, yeah. It's a pretty uncommon game. There's not much to say about it. It's three levels, and like I said, it's those three. It progressively gets way more difficult. It's just one of those old school Sega games that's really fucking hard. You can get it on MAME. You're probably not going to find a dedicated cabinet anywhere because it's, like I said, it's uncommon. Pretty hard to find.
In existence.
Yeah. This one thing I'm reading on the internet right here says they've only had like fucking six confirmed people out of the entire internet say they actually own one of these. So,
so at least seven of those people are lying.
Well, it came out in 82 in Japan. It was released here in 83, which was around the time right after the crash happened. So
yeah,
it didn't sell too well. It's a fucking hard game. I played it earlier, getting it prepped for doing the review on it. And like, yeah, I never got past the Chameleon Man level. Not even on the first like board run. It's pretty cool though. You can check it out on MAME. That's all for my arcade horrors. So, meanwhile, Keith has arcade suck-offs
coming out this month on GameCube.
Arcade suck-offs.
What in God's name is that thing?
Nobody really knows.
I don't even know anymore. I just feel around. Okay. It's like, oh, I'm wet now.
Cool. What you got, Brando?
Well, it's time for Vault's Game of the Week, ain't it?
It is. Let me pull the info up just so I'm correct.
You're not.
I'm probably not.
Oh.
Our topic for tonight is horror shooters, so this game kind of goes hand in, I guess. It's House of the Dead Overkill.
Great fucking game.
Fucking excellent game. It's available on Wii and PlayStation 3. The extended one's on PS3, I think. It's if you're familiar with the House of the Dead games, either one of y'all played House of the Dead.
Yeah, it's been a while, but I remember.
Have you ever heard of House of the Dead Overkill?
It's House of the Dead as a horrible B-movie. Yeah, movie.
Like, it's a white guy and a black guy, and stereotypical, the black guy calls everybody a motherfucker and says this shit's too fucking strange for him to be, his black ass to be fucking dealing
Man,
with.
Man, my favorite
and the white guy is just a standard douche.
There's a level where there's these zombie birds you got to kill, and the black guy's like, "Hey, all these damn birds! It's like that movie about them damn birds with all them birds in it. You know that movie with the birds?"
It's really fucking bad dialogue, but it's really good. It came out in 2009. It's actually the fifth entry in the House of the Dead series, but it's a prequel to the original House of the Dead. I can't believe that game's actually canon with the rest of them.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, all the House of the Dead games are really shitty, which we'll talk about. Yeah. I mean, we can go ahead and talk about it, but...
Well, they're fun, but the story...
G! No!
Yeah.
That dude's name's G, and, like, there's that one part where he's like, "My God, who does this?"
I think it's a crossover with Half-Life. G's G-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I knew the movie was fucking terrible.
I went to the theater in Decatur and watched House of the Dead, and I'm just like, what the fuck did that have to do? I just remember I had that really bad like DMX song or some shit where he's like,
horrible.
He's like, waking to the House of the Dead or some shit, and it's like people shooting revolvers and shit. You know, they obviously got a fucking 6-shot revolver, and I'm like, you shot that goddamn zombie 43 times. You know, like, I counted. But, yeah. House of the Dead Overkill. Vault's got it.
Yeah, it's a great fucking game.
It is a good game. Vault also has a vape shop now, I noticed. Yeah. So,
oh no,
go get you some vape goods.
Get you vape juice and your video games.
Get you some Muse juice. They got some of that.
Yeah, they're the only place in North Alabama to carry it.
Really?
Yeah, no, I was going to talk to you about that because they got him to sign a poster for him and shit. And if he goes to do a tour for that, they're going to try to get him to come down. Maybe.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Because they're like, I think they're the only people in Alabama that's carrying it.
Yeah. They had it up in Kentucky when we were up there last time we met him.
They got it right now.
Or right on. That's fucking cool. I started to order some off, Muse Juice, his website.
Yeah.
So I may run over there and check this.
Tell them Good Old Gamers sent you.
Good Old Gamers, yeah.
Mate, you walk in and look up on the wall, there's a picture of mine and Brandon's ugly faces hanging on the wall. Yeah. It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Vault's been pretty good to us.
Yeah, I think I'm about to go into Vault and try to snag that power glove.
Oh, yeah.
Man.
I want to finger bang my wife with the power glove.
One of them they had was the junior. I don't know about the power glove. So make sure that thing fits.
I need the big one.
Admit.
Yeah.
Just figured you need a big one.
Dude, I found a place in Birmingham that had one, but it was just the power glove.
I need to get the power glove and get my wife the minivan with it. One in the front and four in the back. Like.
Nah.
She's tired.
Now I'm playing with power.
It's so bad.
Yeah. You do know what happened to the kid from the wizard that had the power glove, right?
He said he's a sex offender.
He is a convicted sex offender.
Is he?
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
No shit.
What kind of sex offending?
I just watched the...
I'm pretty sure
he's bad of a sex offender.
He's varied degrees of it.
He lured some kids in his house using his fucking NES probably and diddled them. Like, that's probably what fucking happened.
I know people
who
took a piss and they're bastard. Just sex offenders now. So, there's a huge fucking span of people who took a piss in public to child rapists.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure this dude's a fucking child rapist.
So he had like the power glove outside of his house and kid would get close to it and he'd pull it a
little closer. Bet you his power glove stinks.
Probably smell like Quaaludes.
Randy Quaaludes.
Randy Quaaludes.
God. That is possibly the best fucking thing. Look.
And Cosmopolitans.
Consult Blow Your Pod Part 1.
But yeah, I just watched do you ever watch The Goldbergs?
No.
On ABC.
Uh-uh.
Great show. It's kind of like
Girls.
It's kind of like The Wonder Years set in the 80s.
Nice.
But they just did the wizard episode, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice. That's cool.
So it's pretty.
The wizard awesome. Was the movie with Fred Savage.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a giant
his
Super Mario
little brother.
Yeah. Wow, you got 50,000 on Double Dragon, which isn't even fucking possible. But I guess I'm not gonna say that. Terrible movie. It's pretty much a giant advertisement.
It's a great movie. Fuck you.
It's terrible.
It's great.
I do like it, but it's terrible. It's a fucking hour and a half long Super Mario Brothers 3 advertisement.
It's horribly awesome.
Definitely.
It can't be as bad as like Double
Christian
Dragon.
Slater's in it, for fuck's sakes. Like a sober Christian Slater, mind you.
Oh, wow.
He doesn't show up smelling like fucking hooker feet and vodka,
This is pre-cuffs then.
Yeah, exactly. But go to Vault if you're around Coleman.
Yeah.
And check their selection out.
Damn, good old gamer sent you.
Yeah, go get that Muse Juice, Clay. Yeah. Tell him.
Muse Juice.
So, you mentioned briefly about video game movies. What's your least favorite video game movie?
Any of them.
I would say Double Dragon for me.
Oh, god damn. Least favorite video game movie.
That's starring Scott Wolf.
Yeah, and Martin
Starring Scott Wolf.
Final Fantasy Spirits Within.
It was really bad.
Yeah.
Super Mario Brothers, the movie. I went to the theater and watched it, though. And just
like, if I saw it,
the fuck is this?
If I saw it wanting a good movie, yeah, I'd be disappointed. But if I saw it wanting Super Mario Brothers, the movie, then yeah, I love it.
See, I don't think anybody saw that and is like, holy shit, John Leguizamo? I bet this is going to be an Oscar winner.
Yeah.
House of the Dead's really fucking bad.
That was atrocious. It really was.
Dead or Alive is really fucking bad.
That sounds awful.
Mortal Kombat.
All it is
Jamie Bowl.
Yeah, they're. Anything that U-Bowl touches other
Postal's
than
good.
Postal. And the other one he done. The one with the dude from Freddy versus... Is it Rampage?
Rampage,
Did he do Rampage?
Yeah, he did the sequel, but I haven't seen the sequel.
It's not bad either, but the first one's better. I'll give him that, but a House of the Dead, Blood Rain,
yeah,
a Dungeon Siege movie, whatever the fuck it was he done there. Yeah, fuck you, you bull.
Well, have you heard about him doing the
choke yourself on a fucking sausage? What?
You know he did like a failed Kickstarter for his new movie.
And oh, it, that don't surprise
me. Didn't get anywhere close. And they played it on Smodcast, the little interview, and he's like, "Do you want to pay for my movie? Go fuck yourself." And he was just like so fucking angry.
I know his partner for that movie. me and Lyle both.
Oh no, yeah, we talked about that earlier. Neo would jack into the Matrix and own that fucking company in a heartbeat, dude.
Yeah.
So you're not rage ranting. You're not. I'm not creepy pastaing.
No, I'll save that.
Is there anything that y'all would like to talk about before we get on our topic?
Jesus.
Anything else?
Which version of Jesus? Like Jesus, yeah. The Western or
Mecca Jesus?
The one played by Schwarzenegger.
I like that Jesus.
Quentin Tarantino's The Bible. Dude, I would pay so much money to see that shit.
Oh yeah, or Bible the graphic novel. Like it'd be so fucking brutal.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken would have to play Jesus if it was a Tarantino.
Like God. Just. Oh God!
You're not nailing me all kind of wrong here. Maybe you should pull these nails out while I stab you with a side knife.
He stabbed me in the side with a spear.
Oh my God!
You know, and the whole time I was just thinking, this really needs more cowbell.
And I was like, "Ow! You stabbed me with a fucking spear." We might have to edit all that shit out.
No.
That's gold. That's gold.
Jesus jokes are the best.
Sorry. But, forgive us.
You know, I've had this uncomfortable wooden cross at my back for 3 long days.
You know, you're making my mother weep unconsolably.
Oh, I appreciate that.
Keith can be very good at losing you listeners, so just yeah. Be careful.
It's okay. We haven't had a random just fun. I think it's kind of later too. We're usually recording our list. I think we're all kind of just
We just recorded 2 hours.
I've been drinking.
I've ranted against every kind of ideology on earth anyway, so I've ran off everybody. We're just talking in an echo chamber at this point. So
yeah. The listeners are at the table.
Our last listener left earlier. He was just like, "This is depressing. I got to."
He's like, "I didn't
have
think
fun killing yourselves, you fat fucks."
Well, he looked at you and he was like, "I didn't think anybody could get fatter." Then he looked at me and I was just like, "God damn it. I know that look when somebody's just disgusted with me."
I knew you were fat, but you.
You surprised me. Fattest.
You surprised me.
Well, see, we were playing Mortal Kombat and it's like, I have to sort of turn sideways to get right beside him.
I've never seen anybody out of breath from breathing.
Yeah, I started to turn sideways at Mortal Kombat, and I noticed that like when he'd get doing like a lot of moves, he'd hit my belly a little bit, and I just sit there and watch it jiggling, and I was like, "No, I win too." And it was like, but he seemed really disappointed and just saddened. He's probably cutting himself. Oh.
You're wheezing so bad, it sounds like you're fucking yodeling.
Ricola. I guess we can go ahead and talk about the topic.
Yeah.
We? I mean, since scooter we're coming there. Scooter. First-person scooter horrors. There's a bunch of games in this category.
System Shock. It's one of the best ones.
I never played System Shock, but I remember watching you and that other guy play it.
Yeah, System Shock was awesome. Some of the first real scary, like, first-person shooter horror games. It's what BioShock is based on, or, you know, influenced by the same people.
I never played any of the BioShock games.
They're so good. Good.
It sucks that I've heard so many people have told me that I would really enjoy them, but
I wish they would do, like, a really good film based off BioShock. Like a
and
really,
not fuck it up.
Right, yeah. Put some money in.
Let you bowl fucking
there's
do
a,
it.
There's a lot of, like, I don't know, philosophy and ideology in BioShock they could get into really well, but I don't trust people to try and do that. It'd be some shitty, like, 30,000 explosions action movie.
I could see Guillermo del Toro doing really well about
this. Oh, yeah.
I think that would be the way it should go.
I really hope they make a new Quake.
Yeah. Dude, the Quake.
That'd be badass.
Quake games were bad the fuck ass.
I still have the Quake for PC when it first came out. You know, and I think it's cool because Trent Reznor did the soundtrack for it.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. Till later on, and all the boxes of ammunition for nails has like the NIN thing on it.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
And but Quake and Doom was awesome, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, Doom was
Quake to this day is considered like, you know, kind of at the top of skill levels when you're talking about competitive shooters. Like, that's what people go to and play to find out who's better at shooters. It's still to this day just holds.
It's a lot more tactful than other shit.
Yeah.
You couldn't just like hang out and just snipe people.
It's kind of like Donkey Kong. Like, if you want to find out who's better at the platformers, you fucking play Donkey Kong.
Man, I remember, like, I had Quake. I remember getting Quake 2, and then I had Quake 3 Arena on Dreamcast.
All of them great.
Quake 3 Arena on Dreamcast sucked. Because I got so used to playing it on PC.
Well, yeah.
It was really, really fucking hard translation.
Console ports aside. I don't believe in shooters on the console or controller, so they don't exist. It's blasphemy.
You know what's weird? You know what my favorite shooter game of all time is? I'll probably get made fun of this.
What's that?
Aerosmith's Game Revolution.
Oh, God. What the damn.
Fuck? Fuck you.
No,
man.
No. I mean, I only played it on the arcade. Hey, fuck you. Fuck you guys. But anyway.
Easy, Joe Pesci.
You mother.
Oh.
Why the clip?
You motherfucking motherfuckers.
Why in the fuck?
Dude, I love that game.
Dude, that's like the worst fucking game ever.
No, dude, you had that machine gun.
It's up there. Dude.
And it was awesome. I thought it was a fun game. I mean, I still would play it today.
Well, I mean,
but I haven't played it in years.
It's up there with Shaq Fu to me.
Shaq,
another
Shaq
topic Fu's of debate.
Greatness.
I love that fucking. Yeah, thank you. Just that eerie ass silence that just befell everybody. You're like, Shaq Fu was good too. What's your third favorite video game? What's your third favorite?
Is it E.T.?
No. Shaq Fu's not in my top favorite video game.
It's fucking Bayou Billy, isn't it?
No, I hated Bayou Billy.
Thank God.
My favorite video game of all time is actually one for Nintendo called Flying Warriors. It was such an original game.
I'm familiar with it.
It was sort of like Double Dragon, like the controllers you go around fighting. Then when it came time to fight a boss, it'd be like Final Fantasy. You cast spells and stuff like that. But I loved it because I've always been a fan of martial arts, and there was like a little section where you could be in a martial art tournament. It was like judo versus karate, all this kind of stuff.
It's like MMA now, pretty much.
But it was on regular Nintendo. It was a really cool game. And as you advanced, like, you could actually start flying and stuff like that. You'd essentially become a superhero. As you just kept going through the game. It was a lot of fun.
So I'm going to check that out.
So fuck you and Shaq Fu.
Yeah, Shaq Fu can go fuck itself.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
If Shaq Fu had a gun and arms, I'd recommend it blow its fucking CPU brains out.
But yeah.
Shit on yourself.
I never really got into System Shock any, but System Shock was actually based in you were on a space station in the first one.
You hacked computers and shit on
you,
that game.
Yeah,
you
were the hacker, quote-unquote, and you went against an AI named Shodan, and basically it turned the entire space station into a death trap, and you had to hack your way through it and come through all kind of puzzles. And
that never happens to people.
All the fucking time. Happened to me twice.
Well, I'm glad to see you survived.
Yeah,
both encounters.
Yeah. The hacking on this one was cool because you went into like a wireframe cyberspace thing, and you hacked that way. It's very Lawnmower Man-ish, I'd say.
Lawnmower Man.
Great video game. No, it wasn't. It was horrible.
Dude, okay, I beg to differ. It is a bad game, but I actually enjoy the shit out of
that's
it.
That's pretty.
The movie was fun, and at the time, that virtual technology was like mind blowing.
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Pierce Brosnan had the arcade to have in his fucking basement in that movie.
Yeah.
That was like a big deal, Tom. I never really understood the Jeff Fahey just getting mad and fucking. Portrait clenches his fist and just mows the fuck out of that yard. I'm like, God damn, you're mad.
I'll show them.
I'm going to fuck this grass to shitting back.
Dude, I actually had the joy of seeing my mother do that one time. I get that mad where she's like just mowing, just angry as fuck.
I actually,
I'm pretending your dad stretched out 1,000 miles here.
Oh, dude, it was bad. I was going to my girlfriend's house when I lived at home, and my mom had moved her van up. And she used to love to mow because she'd get a tan and shit. Yeah. She's out there mowing, push mowing, and I backed right inside of her van. Just slammed into it. And I was like, fuck. I had insurance. It was going to be taken care of. And she is pissed as hell. And I'm like, well, we need a police report, Mom, for sure, and protection. And she's just mowing, just grunting every time she'll mow. And I'm like, I'm going to get my ass kicked.
The grass didn't grow back for like 3 years.
The grass retreated, man. I saw my neighbor's yard getting longer, just where our grass was just shooting back under there. And it's like, I ain't fucking over there.
I got grounded one time for mowing when I was in high school, like probably, it's probably like 14, maybe even junior high. But I mowed Marilyn Manson into the yard.
Nah, I didn't have the balls to do that.
Oh, dude, I got in a lot of trouble. Awesome. Just giant letters in the yard, Marilyn Manson in the yard.
That's fucking awesome. We made mention of the Doom games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Big fucking deal.
Awesome.
Doom games were awesome, especially for like Sega 32X.
Mm-hmm.
I really enjoyed it.
I have a I actually have a copy of that over here,
which really? Is not the newest mm-hmm. system for the Sega, Keith. By the way,
well, that's the last one I played it on. Well, Sega did Dreamcast was the
Dreamcast
last
one. Was yeah, the last
that
Sega
was it.
System. Yeah, I have a Dreamcast. So fuck you, Clay. I'm fair up enough. To date with the newest mm-hmm. systems.
You got that 1999 swag going on, shit,
dude. I got NBA 2000.
Fuck.
And 2001.
You got that 56K modem, dog?
Shit, I wish. My mom won't let me get one, but
it ties the phone up too much. Can't use the internet all the time.
I hear the government. I hear the government's watching us on that there interwebs.
I'm still rolling at 16.
It only took me 2.5 days to get half of a tit downloaded. The rest of it'll be here by this time tomorrow.
I'm gonna beat my meat so much.
Do you guys remember Net Zero?
Yes. Yeah.
When I first moved out of the house, my roommate had that, and like we all
free ass internet.
It was well, we had to have long distance calling at the time. I think it was like another 10 or 20 bucks, something on those lines. But dude, the first week I had that, I jerked off so fucking much, and he had the only computer in the house. So it's like
sticky keys.
Oh, dude, it was great because he was
the original hotkeys.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, we worked different days. We worked together. So I knew his off day, man. I was just gonna fuck up his.
He'd probably come in eating buffalo wings, you know, just typing away.
Oh, dude, his carpet was crunchier than mine is now.
Like walking on ramen noodle.
What was bad? I felt bad about one thing. Like
your floor is still the same though. That's coincidence. Oh, yeah.
What's funny is like he built this beautiful speaker box, sanded it down, everything. Did a nice little sub set up in his first computer. And I came all over the side of it. Just big slosh right there.
Oh, my God.
And you know, what happens when you take MDF and you get it wet and you try just wiping it off? It just smears and it just goes into it. So he's sanding it forever. And he had this little bubble on the top of it. Where
a spooge bubble.
And I remember him being like picking at it and shit. Being like, why is that fluffing up there? Because MDF will separate as it gets wet. So he'd sanded, and it's like, I wanted to come on it again. I never could quite reach it after that. It was just one of those fluke shots at first, but when I try to, I just fucking come on my shoe or something.
It looks like that commercial where that dude's eating that big-ass burger, and like the fucking condiments are like falling over everywhere. They're like, it's a huge burger, and it's messy to eat.
Oh, dude, I mean, it was weird. At that time, I stayed a girlfriend and everything, and you know, about when you're 20, 21, jerking off, I mean, it sort of loses its appeal a little bit.
Yeah.
You don't do it every day. Well, not every second. Man, his off day 3 or 4 times a day. Just go in there and like, after lunch, and just to where it'd be like just one little drop would come out at the end. It wasn't even like a full 20-year-old cum shot. It would do the droopy dog thing, just yang, and just sort of fall onto the floor.
Better to let your seed fall into the belly of a whore than on the ground.
Well, yeah. You're talking about first person shooters, and that just made me think. And so,
good tie.
So it did fit together.
So about System Shock
comes full circle.
Comes.
So what about System Shock?
The second one I think was really awesome.
That's the one I remember watching y'all
yeah,
play.
It was yeah, and System that's the Shock one that 2. Has more familiarity with BioShock because it's the one where you get Sonic powers and you can make fireballs and teleport and shit. That one, you weren't a hacker. You could choose, like, if you're a Marine, a Navy, or a Spec Ops. And Spec Ops got special psionic powers. Also, that they focus a lot more on the horror aspect in System Shock 2. I had a lot more, like, mutant zombie-type people in there. And one of the cool things about it, compared to other shooters at the time, is they actually made different weapons that affected different types of enemies. Like, you couldn't use an electromagnetic pulse gun on an organic enemy. So things like that. Not many other things did that back then. You know, you just had like shotguns and, you know, just machine guns.
It's kind of the whole Mega Man thing.
Yeah.
Like, get a different power weapon that works differently. I need to play it.
There's HD remakes of them now. So you can get on good old games, and I think Steam might have it too. I really recommend System Shock games.
I think it's like $10 on Steam.
Yeah, they're cheap as shit.
Not mistaken. I never played them. I did play the Doom games. I'm going to go back to them.
Yeah.
Because there's Doom 2, Final Doom.
Ultimate Doom.
Doom 64. You're a strange motherfucker.
I just keep thinking like I'm a clown with a black nose. I'm just like,
I was still listening. It was just, I was being amused.
It's okay.
I'm sorry.
Doom 3 was a real oddity. I enjoyed Doom 3, but it wasn't a Doom game. It really wasn't.
They really went with the horror thing on Doom 3, though, because I remember that was one of the first games when you booted it up. It was like, turn the lights in your room off and the sound all the way.
Adjust your gamma till you can barely see these colors. Piss your
fucking parents off and make them think you're worshiping the goddamn devil.
I did like how it explained more about the lore behind Doom. I really enjoyed that. But at the same time, it wasn't Doom. It didn't have that fast, kinetic gameplay, you know, where you're just running around kicking ass. You're like snaking around. Oh, God, am I going to fucking die?
Old Doom games aren't super fucking exploration based. It's just like run around, kill it, get the ammo, fucking find the exit.
Get the key cards. You can actually go to the edge of the map. And it's like, it sits there and just flickers.
I guess 32X was probably the one I played the most.
Oh, dude, Doom for 32X was awesome.
It's fucking killer. That's the one I played
the most. That was the first 32X game I ever had was Doom.
Don't play the 3DO Doom, though.
Oh, 3DO Doom sucks shit.
Yeah.
I've got a port of it.
Remember Batman Returns on the 3DO.
Dude, Batman... 3DO in general is a fucking turd.
3D-ont.
Yeah, I've got some... I've actually got a couple of the Vivid 3DO games.
Wow.
I got Blonde Justice, and there's another one somewhere. Dude, it's... Me and Brandon put in Blonde Justice, and it literally... Like, 30 minutes in... It makes no fucking sense. It's just, it'll show a couple girls stripping, and then a girl will be like, I think this man's trying to murder me. And it just shows her walking in stripping again, like she ain't worried about it.
Dude, somebody that's actually worked at a strip club, that's the way strip clubs are. You know, it's like, girls walk in, okay, true. I'm gonna die. My shit started.
True.
Blonde Justice for 3DO coming Game Fest 2016.
Oh, dude. Oh, God, I actually had somebody was like, we could put Blonde Justice on there. And I'm like, no.
There's 9-year-old girls walking around here playing video games.
Yeah, dude. Smells like a lawsuit to me.
I was worried that someone's going to pull up some of your porno Mahjong games on your arcade.
Yeah, see, I got thinking about that. Like, my arcade come loaded. There's adult games on there.
Really?
A lot of them are like fucking Japanese Mahjong games that you can't fucking... I don't know how to play Mahjong. Do you?
Like, eat my pussy. And it's like... octopuses, octopi come out.
Tentacle rape. No, it's...
That should have been a finishing move on like Mortal Kombat. It's like the Japanese edition. It's like, finish him with...
Finish him with chemical tentacle rape. Shitting dick nipples.
I just shot an ear.
Oh no.
I wish that was a porno fad.
Shitting
dick nipples. Well, what do you call a one-legged woman? Eileen. What do you call a Japanese one-legged woman?
Irene.
Irene.
Nice. One of my favorite horror shooters of all time, Half-Life.
Yes, mine too. And even though it didn't really focus a whole lot on horror until Half-Life 2.
Yeah, Half-Life 2, definitely.
If you went through, I should know the name of the village now. There's like a village, or not really a village, but like, I don't know. This is an area that is kind of ran by mostly a church. But there's this one priest alive.
It's Coleman.
Yeah, it is. There's one priest still alive, and he's fucking nuts. He has all these traps set up for the zombies that the head crabs have made. So there's like cars suspended by cables, and you'll see the zombies wander under it, and it'll set it off, and you just get squashed by a fucking car or fucking lawnmower or circular saw blade, start shooting everywhere, swearing zombies. You notice here this preacher in the back just laughing maniacally. Just, and I think at some point he ends up giving you some guns and shit. He's just so fucking nuts.
He's been like binging on drugs. Yeah, for days.
He helps you get out of there. At one point, like he just pretty much goes down like just killing a shit ton of zombies, laughing maniacally while you escape.
First appearance, Joe Alstein.
Is Black Mesa what you were thinking the name of?
No, Black Mesa is the company. The
first one.
It's really both of them, but Black Mesa is the company.
City 17.
No, that's where you start off. Fuck. Ravenholm, I think.
I don't know. I can't find it right here.
I think it's something like Ravenholm. Something that sounds spooky.
Valve is never going to let anybody know anything about Half-Life.
Not Half-Life 3, anyway.
Yeah. They're good, though. Half-Life's still actually a really cheap game, too, if you want to.
Yeah, it's Ravenholm. Pick up,
but that's fucking weird.
That's awesome sounding.
No, yeah, it's Ravenholm. That's cool. With Father Grigori.
Nice.
Okay.
Sound effects.
Kind of like a child in a doctor's office.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you give me some logs, I'm good to go.
What I really liked about the Half-Life games, though, is it told a story without making you watch horseshit cutscenes. Like, you told the story as you played the game.
It's actual, like, in-game cinematics and shit.
Yeah, like, it just all played out while you played the game.
Dude, for the longest time before I had the full copy of Half-Life, I had just the demo. And I cannot tell you how many fucking hours I spent just killing the scientists.
Oh, yeah.
I remember I had my grenades timed out, how long I could hold and throw them. And I would just, like, hold it and throw it, and I could make the grenade get, like, right here by the scientist's head and just explode. And you'd just see, like, fucking meat and shit go flying everywhere.
And, like, a full third of the scientists in the first one looked just like Albert Einstein.
Yeah.
They'd be like, my God, Freeman, what are you doing?
I just always think it was funny, too, like, when you first see, like, the head crab possessed people and you only got the crowbar. It would just be funny to see in, like, a real-life movie some fucking person running at you like a crab on their head. You're like, whoa! You just beat it to death with a goddamn crowbar.
I love the head crabs. I want to get me a head crab hat. That'd be so awesome.
You know what's going to happen? I'm going to get stoned next time at the beach and see some lady walking out wearing one of those stupid little crab hats and just beat her to a bloody pulp.
Just pull a fucking like crowbar out of the sand and start fucking stabbing her in the head.
I am
with
the free
it.
Man.
Down with Valve. Down with Valve.
Dude, I did notice something over that I had to point out real quick. Is that a Jaws for over Nintendo?
Mm-hmm.
That is an awesome fucking game.
Thank you. I enjoy Jaws and a bunch of everybody knows like
you've been justified.
Yeah,
you've been redeemed.
But also, thank the game.
It's known as like one of the worst games ever, apparently to people. I fucking love it, but
dude, where you're in the plane dropping bombs on Jaws and then switching, but it's so much fun.
Fucking jellyfish and shit.
I haven't played that game in so long.
The only thing I fucking despise and loathe about it is when you fucking die. You lose the levels you gain, and you lose the money you use to gain levels. So you literally fucking have to start from scratch. That's fucking stupid.
It's a common thing with a lot of NES games.
Like. Oh, yeah. I mean, that adds to the challenge. I've only beat that game one time in my entire career.
I think I ended up beating it with like the NES Wizard or something like that. Or
Game Genie?
Game Genie.
Was it Game Genie or Game Shark?
Game Genie.
Game Genie.
Game Shark was for PlayStation, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Codes.
It was for GameCube.
But
they did have one for GameCube. I ain't lying.
Or was it Action Replay?
It's Pro Action Replay.
Anyways,
close enough.
This isn't really a first-person scooter, but Dead Space. I love the Dead Space
games. I was going to say something about the Dead Space games. Like, that game was fucking intense, man.
It was.
Loved it.
It's one I can't get my stepson to play, which he's only 10, but he'll boot it up for the first few minutes, and he's like, it's too scary. I'm done.
Dude, one of my favorite parts in the very first Dead Space is where you get into the room with, like, zero gravity. And you have to, like, jump around the thing, and the fucking thing's, like, floating through the air for you the
whole time. What I really liked about that is you couldn't hear it because you were in space.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, you see the horrors coming at you. Fucking
floating at you.
But you couldn't hear anything. You just hear your own guys breathing. That was it. That was awesome.
You'd walk by the random vents, and, like, the tentacle thing would, like, grab you by the leg, and you'd have to, like, fucking shoot it as it's dragging you down the hallway.
Something else I liked is how it focused on dismembering the enemies rather than headshots and shit. That was really cool. I love the little, I don't remember the name of it, the little three nail gun thing.
Yeah, the one that turns sideways.
Yeah, you can turn it sideways or vertical.
Yeah.
That and the one that shot the buzzsaw blades. Those are my two favorite weapons in there.
I only played the first two. I never played three.
I haven't played three yet.
Three is good. I like three, too.
It ties up the story all the way, doesn't it?
Is there any plans to do a four? I've never heard if there is.
I haven't heard anything.
I'm shocked they didn't try to...
They'll probably end up redoing it for the next-gen consoles. It'll be...
In the right hands, that would make an amazing movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, awesome. Dude.
It'd have to be a hard R.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. Like sweet. That, like kind of like the thing, fucking from Beyond, like real body horror kind of shit.
Yeah.
Did you play the Blood games for PC?
I did not.
Blood was pretty cool. Like it was one of the first games where it's just pretty much like kill the shit out of people. Had a lot of like anti-religious imagery. Like you'd go in certain levels that, and there'd be like metal albums. Like, it's, you know, not real bands, but it'd be like Dark Emperor, Volume 2, Songs to Die To, like, fucking laying on the ground and shit. It's pretty good. I never, like, just got super involved with them, but I did play them enough to kind of be like, figure out they're pretty fucked up.
What was the, I know they tried to do a Clive Barker game at one time.
Or two. There was Clive Barker's Undying and, fuck, I thought I just seen another one. Undying and Jericho.
Jericho,
Jericho was I consider myself a bit of a historian. Thank you. that'll be 5p. But
they weren't very fuck good, though. Gently. Like, the one that I played was... might have been Undying.
Jericho, I think, is the one I played.
Maybe it was Jericho.
It was like the Clive Barker Tormented Souls game or whatever.
Yes, Jericho.
They're fucking garbage.
Terrible.
Really bad. It's almost as much fun as Kiss Psycho Circus. Did you ever play that fucking shit on Dreamcast?
I liked that. Yeah.
It kind of played like Half-Life a little bit.
It was a good split-screen game, you know?
Yeah.
I wouldn't really play it myself and have fun with it, but, you know, get some buddies over or something.
You wouldn't play it because you liked the band Kiss or anything, would you? Kiss. Yeah, me too. Seen them live, and I was just like, meh. Which, I mean, granted, they were like fucking 95 years old when I seen them, so.
This isn't strictly a horror game, but have y'all played Stalker? Any of the Stalker games?
No.
They're based in like Chernobyl in Russia, and you play a stalker, which is more or less a someone who goes in all these different ruins and collects different artifacts for people there, and it gets some pretty fucking creepy. You'll be getting in just ruined towns and shit from, you know, the Chernobyl radiation leak, and there's like mutant dogs and shit like that'll get you.
Nice.
There's also just random radioactive anomalies, like little fucking tornadoes of radiation that will just pop up and just kind of take you down real quick. Really fucking cool, real story-driven, open-ended, sandboxy shooter gameplay.
really atmospheric too. Like if you play, you need to play it without any distractions. Play it with a good headset or surround sound on.
It's something to actually get involved in.
Yeah, kind of they're deal. Really good, and there's several of them, different versions and expansions. But I don't know if they ever came to a console. I really don't know.
If they did, is without me knowing about it.
It had the grid-based inventory, kind of like the old Diablo games.
Was one of them called, like, Shadows of
Pripyat?
Yeah. I knew there was one in Shadows something. There's another one with Chernobyl in the name,
yeah.
Isn't there?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I'm thinking about the right games then.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think there was ever a release on console.
There might not have been.
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, they're really fucking great games. If you like that kind of a shooter, just open-ended and sandboxy with some horror elements in it. I know there's a bunch of other elements too, like you get the government of Russia getting involved. They pretty much got Chernobyl blocked off, so you can't, no one can enter and you can't leave. It's really fucking awesome though.
Nice.
Why you can just go around doing missions the way you want to. There's so many different angles you could come in and complete something. So many different ways you could take out like a group of Russian soldiers or, you know, trying to ambush like a group of wild fucking mutant dogs and shit like that.
That's badass.
Yeah.
Well, this isn't a first person shooter or anything. Have you guys seen the new Dodge Dart? I don't know. I just want to contribute.
The what?
A Dodge Dart?
Yeah, I'm just
I have not.
Trying to contribute.
Call is not quite a shooter, but Call of Cthulhu Dark Corners of the Earth. I know it was on Xbox.
Yeah. I've never played it, but I know the game.
If you're Lovecraft,
in discussion,
fan of Lovecraft, man, you got to play it. It kind of takes you through some of his different stories, like mainly Innsmouth. It's what I remember the most. One of my favorite stories by Lovecraft is Shadows Over Innsmouth.
I'm so out of the loop on my Lovecraft shit, which is pretty gay of me.
It is.
Or pretty lame of me.
Quite lame. Quite lame.
Either
of y'all fans of Lovecraft?
Never played it. I know that's hard to believe.
Never played Lovecraft?
No.
This is like books written in the 1920s.
Dude, I didn't know if you're talking about a game.
GameCube.
Well, we are talking about a game.
Call of Cthulhu was on GameCube in 1926.
It was.
I've never read the books, but you always see the imagery. All the Lovecraft imagery.
Oh, it's inspired so many great movies and books. And
in
shit.
The Mouth of Madness is the first thing I always think about.
Nah.
Kind of how have I not heard about this? I've never heard of this.
You've never heard of H.P. Lovecraft?
Yeah. Is it From Beyond?
How the fuck
an H.P. Lovecraft story?
I know Dagon is one.
Dagon, yeah.
Reanimator is one, too, isn't it?
Herbert West Reanimator.
Yeah, I think From Beyond is, too. Is
I'm not 100% on that.
Inspired.
I think it's inspired. Yeah, the best Lovecraft books, if you want to get into them, are stories, Shadow Over Innsmouth, At the Mountains of Madness, The Dunwich Horror. Call of Cthulhu is like his famous one, but it's really not that great of a story. It's very.
It's about space squid eating Earth, ain't it?
Not quite. It's a very dry recounting of a brief run-in with Cthulhu. The Color Out of Space is really good. There's a few others.
From Beyond is loosely based on a short story of the same name by H.P. Lovecraft.
Okay.
Very nice. Nice!
And Lovecraft and Robert E. Howard, the guy who wrote Conan, they were really good friends, and they got together and kind of made different things. Like Love, the gods in Lovecraftian horror are kind of canon in Hyperborea and, you know, the Conan lore. So it's really cool how those two tie together too. I liked those two authors independently. Then I learned about how they got together and that shit. I was like, oh, that's really fucking awesome.
That's badass.
What made the Robert E. Howard book so great? A lot of people know he was schizophrenic and he would hallucinate Conan coming to his house and be like, "You've got to write down these stories I'm about to dictate to you, or I'm going to cut your fucking head off." So he would just be in his house for a week at a time. No one would see him. He's just writing frantically.
He just gets like a fucking...
Because if he stops writing, Conan's going to chop his fucking head off.
He just gets a knock at the door, and he's like, "By Crom, you will fucking write this."
Yeah. So That's right.
It is Crom's will that you write this.
That's what made his book so damn good. Like, it was real to him. It wasn't just shit he was making up.
That's awesome. How did we get off the subject of video games and go to books? That's where I...
Call of Cthulhu, Dark Corners of the Earth. Yeah, is a game.
About that video game. Okay. Because I totally was lost. Since I'm not a gamer, it was like hard for me to transition there.
Call of Cthulhu, there's some sequences where you use guns, but for the most part, you run and fucking hide.
What happens when you're not a gamer, but a stoner?
Yeah.
Burnout.
No, I'm not a burnout yet.
Yet.
He's burning in.
I'm an expiring burnout.
The Alien series had quite a bit of shooters. Alien Trilogy for PlayStation, Saturn.
I know I'll probably catch a little shit for it, but I really liked the AVP games, Aliens versus Predator.
I like the PC version. Yeah. I'd never played much of the console version.
Me either.
I did like the PC version.
PC Master Race, but...
Yeah, I went through it on the console.
Nice.
It was okay.
I've only done the multiplayer on PC. I've never went through the single player.
Because you could like pull their skull and spine out if you're Predator.
Yeah. Nice.
And that's all I wanted to do is just fucking...
Take trophies.
So you wanted the Mortal Kombat fatality without all the build up to it.
There's a Alien Resurrection first person shooter for PlayStation. It's not that great. Aliens, Colonial Marines. Yeah. Like, man, that was a bad game. I beat it. I rented it from Redbox and beat it in one sitting. Like 3.5 hours. I was like, what the fuck? All praise be to Alien Isolation, though. That game is fucking amazing.
Yeah, I still haven't played it yet because I haven't found it on Steam for $5.
So good, but it's fucking frustrating as a motherfucker, dude.
I got rid of it because I got so pissed off at it.
I'm almost to the end, finally, and I've owned it for almost 2 years. I got it when it came out. And like, I'm just now almost to the end.
I was so fucking mad playing that game, I got rid of it because I was going to have a stroke.
I'm playing like on the worst difficulty, too, Like,
fuck that shit.
It's fucking rough.
Every time I'd move.
So lifelike, that thing just appears.
Every time I fucking move it, son of a bitch come out of the fucking ceiling.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, fuck this shit.
It's a nerve-wracking game. It is. It's effective, being tense. Because most of the game you spend, most time on that game is crawling the fuck around and hiding underneath
death. That's
the kind of
horror I really like in games. I hate how much focus there are on fucking jump scares these days, like that Five Nights at Freddy's shit. I've ranted about it before, but jump scares are nice, but they're cheap. I want to feel dread and, a sense of actual horror in the game.
I don't want to fucking go around that corner at all because there's no idea what the fuck is back there.
Exactly.
Silent Hill was good with the stuff, I
think. Silent Hill is a good fucking series.
Where you like build up and you're really uncomfortable closer.
It's actually unnerving.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's not just like everything's fine and all of a sudden, ah! It's just a steady mounting dread.
You know something that fucking terrible is going to happen, but you don't know how, what the caliber of the event's going to be.
Like Resident Evil 2 was really bad about that. Where it's like, build up a scene, and you're like, okay, something's fixing to jump out. And then when you finally get comfortable, something jumps out and scares the shit out of you.
Yeah, Resident Evil 2 is one of the first games that ever creeped me out. The police station at the very beginning, where you're walking by and you see the liquor dart across the window for the first time, you're just like... The fuck was that? It was moving really fast and had like two giant arms.
Well, in Resident Evil 2, the part that creeped me out is when you're walking down, you're in a police station, you're walking down the hallway, and there's all these boarded up windows, and something reaches through the window and grabs you.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah.
And it was never the same fucking window when you went through it. It wasn't like when I get to the third window, it was always like different ones. And those games made me just so fucking uncomfortable. They were so much fun. I know it went off subject a little bit.
No, it's fine.
Yeah. I about wrapped up on what all I had, but the only zombie game I really liked a lot, besides House of the Dead, but actual first person shooters, Left 4 Dead games, I'm a big fan of those.
Sir, loved them.
I had Left 4 Dead, and I don't guess I ever figured out how to play it. So I'd try to play multiplayer, And I kept opening a fence, like, right when we'd start playing. And all these people would be doing shit, and I didn't know what they were doing.
You opened the fucking safe house.
And they would always be like, you stupid motherfucker, and cussing me and shit. And I'm like, eat a dick. So I just sold Left 4 Dead and didn't play it anymore.
God damn it, I just opened a fence.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I loved Left 4 Dead. I just know the witches are bitches, and you need to stay away from them.
Me and my stepson play that a good bit. We'll be yelling across the house, like, hey, get the can of gasoline!
Nice. Light them goddamn sons of bitches on fire.
Watch out for the witch.
And kind of going on like horror games, not necessarily, again, first person shooter, but one I really enjoyed was Alan Wake. As far as like,
I never played it.
I really enjoyed
that game. It'll kind of keep you
in suspense. I've heard it's got a lot of Lovecraftian elements to it.
It'll keep you in suspense. Like, I really enjoyed going through that game. I hope they do another one.
I might have to check it out. I know it's out on, like, PS3 and shit.
I know I tried Evil Within, I think, was the last horror
game. Evil Within's way too fucking difficult. Dude, like, just unfun difficult.
Yes.
They do the Dark Souls thing, but it's like plays like a Resident Evil game.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I got rid of it pretty fast.
It's way, way too hard. I could say something about the Dead Island games, but they bore the fucking shit out of me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get so goddamn sick of running here. Go get your own gasoline.
It's post-apocalyptic manual task simulator.
Yeah. You think having a job was shitty? Wait till you have to survive on an island full of zombies.
Dead Rising was kind of...
I like the Dead Rising.
It is hit and miss. Like, I really like how creative you could be with killing zombies.
Yeah.
But then again, it also is like the manual task simulator. Right. Like, go run, kill five rats, I mean zombies, and come back. You know, go grab this random item that no one will appreciate you for later.
That is the literal definition for that game.
Yeah.
I thought it was really cool at first when I first got it, but it wore off so...
The novelty wears quickly.
So fucking fast. You want to do a... Are you going to do a shit or these shit tonight?
I do.
Shit or the shit?
Not shit or the shit. Diablo 3.
Oh, Christ. You're going to bring out a whole new set of haters now.
Yep. Come on, Blizz fan. You know, I'm a big fan of Diablo 1 and 2. We opened with Diablo 1 Tristram music on this episode. Diablo 3 was such a fucking letdown to me. Like, I purposefully kept myself in the dark on
it. You persuaded me out of buying this game. You were like, just don't fucking do it.
Yeah, when I knew it was released, I'm like, all right, I'm not going to watch trailers. I'm not going to get involved in it. I'm just going to wait, play the game, and it's going to be awesome. I got it, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm not playing World of Warcraft. The graphics are so cartoony, and it's shitty looking, versus like the old games were handmade sprites, and looked really dark and gritty in the old games. This is brightly colored fucking World of Warcraft cartoon horse shit. I'm like, why? Why did y'all do that? I could understand going 3D, because you're trying to keep it modern, but why do that? This fucking shit on the whole dark atmosphere of Diablo. It's a game about Satan. I want it to look dark and gritty. For fuck's sake.
I didn't come to play My Little Pony, goddammit.
Speaking of, there's a whole fucking level of My Little Ponies in there. Like, what? It's not the official My Little Pony license, but it's like a unicorn land full of ponies and rainbows and shit.
For bronies.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was a draw on the brony crowd. That's exactly what it was.
Oh, God.
Diablo 2 had the cow level.
Weird shit.
Which was, it was acceptable. The cow level, you know, it was like a ha-ha-ha, that's funny thing, but it didn't ruin the atmosphere of the whole game, because it was still dark and gritty. There's these bipedal bovines with fucking halberds. They were kind of creepy, to be honest. The unicorn horse shit. It had a shit Disney storyline. Like, I remember when I beat the game, it showed Tyrael, the angel, like, walking up into the stairs of heaven all gracefully, like, fucking Lion King music in the background. I'm like, what the fuck? The circle. Yeah, that's what it was. Circle life. Every damn twist in the story was predictable, like, several chapters away. None of it was interesting. Just shit all over the great stories of the first one. The bosses were fucking Xbox Live kids. like, you'd be going through their chapter where, at the end of the chapter, you'd fight the boss and face them. While you were progressing through the chapter, they would just, like, talk to you, like, it's through psychic communication. There's, like, oh, you're worthless, blah, blah, blah. Just talking shit to you. I'm like, I'm not playing goddamn Xbox Live. Stop talking shit to me over your headset, Satan. Like, fuck you.
I'm pretty sure Satan just said racist remarks to me.
If it's Satan or, another incarnation, because, they're all different faces of evil, all the brothers like Baal and all that.
Beelzebub.
Me as a player shouldn't be of any consequence to them. Like, I should be so far below them that they don't register me. I don't register them until I'm there in their face. Like, they should consider me a non-threat because they're fucking Satan. Like,
yeah.
why are they created
evil?
Yeah. Why are they talking shit to a fucking human? I mean, come on. I guess because they can be manipulated by fucking Hasbro Ouija boards.
I was gonna say they're like bro demons. Come at me, bro. My dad's a fucking devil. I'll burn your ass forever. Come on, bro. Fuck with me.
There's no dread or dark atmosphere in Diablo 3. They tried in a few spots, but they fucking fell horribly. The Diablo games weren't scary, but they had that dark, dreadful atmosphere that
you feel like you're fighting through hell, kind of.
Yeah, and they were really great. Even Diablo 2, it kind of, it ventured further out than Tristram of Diablo 1. You went into, like, rainforest and shit, but they kept it fucking creepy. Nothing in Diablo 3 was creepy at all. None of it felt like I was actually, mounting against the forces of hell.
Yeah.
It felt like this cheap-ass imitation that Blizzard threw together so they can get their World of Warcraft subscribers to keep giving them money. So, Diablo 3 is fucking shit. It's horrible shit. And I know it's got the expansion now, the Reaper of Souls expansion, which I know has improved upon it.
It still doesn't.
It just
adds like a little bit more color to your turd.
Right, right. The only way they can make it Diablo 3 better with this expansion. Sprinkles
blood on the turd.
The only way they can make Diablo 3 better with the expansion is if it deleted Diablo 3 and gave you a brand new game. That's how far bad along it's gone.
It's the squatty potty of expansions.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And the expansion just turns into Shaq Fu.
Yeah. They got the secret Shaq
Fu. I know where he can find funding.
Indiegogo kids.
Gotta get into the Matrix.
Don't buy Diablo 3. It's shit. Don't give Blizzard any more money to make this horse shit.
That way you support people like BlizzFan 1998.
Yeah.
Old JizzFan 98.
Oh, World of Warcraft's bleeding. They're hemorrhaging subscribers by the minute. So let's just take them down. They've become a shitty company. They made a good game in forever. I used to love Blizzard. Like, I was BlizzFan 1998 at one point, except with not a dumbass. I loved them. Every game they made was awesome, and then they just went to shit.
And then this horse shit happens?
I guess World of Warcraft went to their heads, and they're like, oh, we're fucking geniuses with this. And
they're like, wow.
You just kind of stumbled upon a success, and you don't have no fucking clue what made your other games good.
We'll get pussy one day.
Yeah.
Even, what was the dude that made King's Quest? Even Lord Britannia gets pussy.
Yeah. Richard Garriott. He's Lord Britannia.
He wears a crown and he's in PC World every 2 months. The pussy is flowing in for him. He has a moat of pussy outside.
You're talking about Lord British. Makes me miss Tabula Rasa. It was also made by Richard, or kind of produced by Richard Garriott. It had General British in it. He was on an alien world. It was really cool.
Nice.
The clitoris head alligator mode.
His whole castle is made out of pussy. Just stacked upon walls and walls of itself.
The labial gates.
Raise them before them.
Oh, you talking about Lord British. This is to like kind of show you the ego of Richard Garriott / Lord British. In Ultima Online, if you actually got into the files, Lord British's crown was actually the very center of the entire world. Like the exact center point.
Nice.
Yeah.
I've heard he's kind of an asshole.
Kind of. At the same time,
I just imagine he would be like so eccentric he'd come off as an asshole. That's pretty fucking smart. That's
it. He's actually having to make a good game now. I think Shroud of Avatar is the name of it. It's based on the Ultima Britannia lore. He spent practically all his entire fortune on going to the space station, so now he's having to make a game for money.
Oh, he's been going to space?
Oh, he did once, and yeah.
Because he's holding all the snatch.
Yes.
Now I'm going to get me some space, pussy.
He got it. He fucking nailed it.
No pussy on this earth can merely contain me anymore.
He got some of that alien megastructure pussy. Y'all seen that shit? Where they detected some unknown objects around a distant star. They were just speculating it could be alien superstructures.
You can't fit all this pussy in a Santa-sized gift bag.
There's so much pussy here, it has its own gravitational pull. I find myself at ease on this new planet.
So much pussy, it formed a black hole, which is now the super pussy.
It is the pussy to end all pussies.
Do not cross beyond the event horizon of the super pussy.
I knew several black hoes that had a super pussy. It was
We don't have any calls, not do we?
Nope.
Do you want to play the jingle just so anybody listening can at least? Snake. 682 Triple 7 Good. Dial the number, you know you should. Adam Calloway. Yeah. I'm gonna talk to you 1,000 miles an hour.
Give us a call, douchebags.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Nobody's ever gonna call us. Nobody gives a shit about us. We had a pretty interesting call from Blanca. Or not Blanca, but Vega last weekend. So I'm pretty sure the Street Fighter rivalry will keep going.
I think we're mistaken. I realize that we haven't been getting calls from the Street Fighter characters. We've been getting calls from the Street Fighter-based porno meatbiters.
Ah, nice. Good copyright reason.
Yeah.
I think you should take calls from Buffalo Bill. That's what I think.
Yeah. If you're out there, Buffalo Bill, give us a call.
I'd fuck you.
Yeah. We'd like to talk about the 8-bit version of Goodbye Horses. I have it here at the house. Also have a nice little well out back. Brandon's about a size 14. He'll help you load your couch and your van.
What about the question you had for us?
If your life were made into a video game, what kind of game would it be?
Lord Britannia's pussy moat.
Yeah. You said you knew what yours would be.
Yeah, it's a game that I kind of partially made, and I'm considering continuing forward with it eventually when I get off my fat, lazy ass. It's called Bronies Must Die, and it's about a guy kind of catfish-looking. It's kind of the inspiration for catfish. He gets tired of seeing brony shit on the internet, and he goes out and just starts killing bronies. It's like Double Dragon style. Just beating the shit out of the bronies, and eventually he finds out that the Nazis started like the brony movement to demasculate America. It's a country without men can't fight the Nazis.
Nice. Nice.
Bronies seem like men that have been mothered way too long.
Brodies are actually pre-pedophiles. That's a scientific fact. Like,
I got asked yesterday if I was a brony.
Did you punch him in the face?
Well, I mean, no, I told him I was.
I remember that early 80s My Little Pony, and I'm like, that shit was for fucking girls.
Yeah, it still is. Well, they actually alienate little girls who watch the shit. It's disgusting.
Well, see, the reason I got asked that is, like, a friend of mine's a little girl, at the time she was 3, colored me a little My Little Pony.
Yeah.
I have it on my fridge. Some friends were over yesterday, and my friend's wife was like, are you a brony? My 14-year-old son's a brony.
And I'm like, you a Jeb brony?
You mean your 14-year-old transvestite? I mean.
Well, she's talking about that he would like, he masturbates to like shit like that.
Oh, yeah. But I've seen like, the brony porn. It's quite disgusting.
Because she looked at her search history on her computer, and that's what popped up was brony porn.
Think he's got dead animals and bags what is it, and backpacks.
What is
it,
like fucking My Little Ponies fucking each other? Is that what brony porn is?
They is it like... It's like, have you seen furry porn?
I know a couple furries.
Where people dress up like My Little Ponies and fuck, or actually animals.
They just like dry hump the shit out of each other.
But is it like boy on boy, girl on girl, boy on girl?
I think it goes either way.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Or what does a fucking pony have? Like,
of My Little Ponies are female usually. There's a few males, so I think.
Were they like fucking scissoring and shit? Like,
yeah.
Personally, I'm hung like a My Little Pony. Not that I got a little dick, it's just rainbow colored, so it's weird.
Sprays rainbow sprinkles if you agitate it long enough.
Yeah.
So like brony scat porn, like that Squatty Potty commercial.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did you watch it's that?
The what?
The Squatty Potty commercial?
You've never seen it? It's like a unicorn shitting into ice cream cones.
That sounds amazing.
And all these kids are eating it, and it's actually for a little stool that goes underneath you when you poop to raise it up. So
it's a real fucking deal. I can't.
You know, I want to say maybe I have seen that.
All the ice cream is like rainbow colored, and at the end, this little fat kid has it on his cheek, and a guy grabs toilet paper and wipes it off. And it's like, it is so fucked up, but it's awesome.
Ooh.
You have to see it. I thought it was a joke.
But yeah, what I was talking about earlier is like my friend's wife. Yeah, you really need to watch that. She had, I don't know why she'd want to go to her son's search history. Search any 14-year-old search history. You're not going to want to see the shit that pops up. It's and I'm sure it's not normal for him with the days of the internet.
Fucking anal bead creatures destroying, ripping the asshole on a planet.
I say though, as a parent, I can relate to that. I actually got some pretty tech savvy. I got my stepson's computer. Like I see everything he does. I got a lot of stuff blocked, and he cannot get around it. Like he'd have to get past the router point. And I can actually see every single keystroke he makes. So.
Nice. Well, when he gets like 12, 13, you know, you remember what you did when you were 12 or 13.
Oh, yeah.
Are you going to start unlocking some porn sites, or are you just going to...
I'll see how he is, you know. I think it depends on the kid a lot.
I'm not going to give them the keys to masturbate 24/7.
Because, like, I know he's going to probably... If he does it, he's going to do it somehow. And I ain't got a problem... You know, there's nothing wrong with masturbation. He's going to do it. But... You can really fuck up your computers and networks with porn sites.
Oh yeah, I mean mine runs slow as shit.
So I might be like, hey, don't tell your mama, but this one site's safe. Go to this site. Lock your door. Yeah. I'm not gonna walk in on this shit.
Well, see, like the big ones like Pornhub and RedTube and stuff, they're usually pretty safe.
Beat it, like, yeah.
Just don't click
money.
On any ads or shit. Probably
ads is just asking for malware.
Yeah,
I did see that.
Is it not amazing?
It'll
change your life.
That thing's weird. The Squatty Potty's odd.
I tried doing it. Like I was shitting the other day, and I tried just raising my feet up, and my fucking belly gets in the way, so I don't know if I could do the Squatty Potty. But it's I did okay. Almost break a toilet. Oh, shit. Nice. I went to take a shit somewhere, and it was like one of the toilets that's just mounted to the wall.
Yeah.
Instead of stuff under it. And I just flopped down. I feel it just give a little bit, and I'm like, oh, fuck. I don't want to be that guy.
It just shatters. You're like, I have porcelain implanted in my asshole.
Damn it, where was
Would
that?
You please call 911? I'm suing.
Call Alexander Shinara Ron.
Shinara Ron. You in a wreck, need a check, call us motherfucker.
Oh, is it Ross's?
You got mesothelioma from a car wreck, call us. We're airbags wrongfully placed full of asbestos, call us.
Our interns are following every ambulance in the area.
Did you take 63 Viagras and all the blood go to your head and give you a stroke? Call us.
Are you fat and you fell and now you got a 4-inch sewer pipe shoved up your ass? You can't get it out?
Did Call you overdose else. On your drugs because you're too fucking stupid to read the dosage warnings? Call us.
Is the pussy moat drying up? Call Alexander Shinara.
We'll program you some more pussy.
This episode brought to you by Alexander Shinara.
Shinara.
You're one.
Attorney at law.
We're getting sued.
Probably. We're going to get sued by him. That's okay. I remember Goldberg's number. I'll call him motherfucker.
Yeah.
Goldberg suing Alex.
Yes. We'll just call his like.
We'll just have a whole fucking circle jerk of lawyers suing each other.
We'll take you all to Judge Judy.
Are you annoyed by ambulance chases?
Judge Joe Brown, he'll be like, you, or no, what's that other judge? Mathis. You punk ass motherfucker.
Do you guys remember Judge Miles Lane, like the boxing ref? Like,
I think so.
He was a famous boxing ref in like the 80s and 90s.
Yeah. They gave him
fucking judge show.
The light skinned dude.
He's bald. And
the mocha dude.
No, he's a white guy. He's bald, little bitty old man. But it was funny because like the intro would be like, Miles Lane, not only is he a professional boxing ref, in his spare time, he's also a judge. Yeah. And it's like, they just took it as like, he just wanted to be a judge. So he's like, well, I'm going to do that too.
I can do it all. This is America. I'm going to go play Frisbee at the goddamn park after this. We're at an hour and 40 minutes in.
Yeah. It's time to wrap up.
And my ass is asleep. Y'all going to have to blow on it.
I know my balls feel like I've been riding a bike.
Because you're rubbing on them constantly.
Sorry. We'll be coming at you again next week. Next week will be the Halloween episode.
Yeah.
Because it'll come out. It'll be our official Halloween.
I'm pretty sure you are correct.
Hopefully we have not lost you all your listeners this evening.
No, not at all. There were never any listeners to begin with. But
we can cry together.
You can hear some more of our random, because everything we've talked about ended up being more random than anything tonight. Yeah. But you can hear the rest of that, part one of our teaming up with Blow Your Pod over at their site, blowyourpod.com. It'll be available in a couple weeks.
So basically, it's blowing some good old gamers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Blow your cartridge.
Yeah, there you go.
Pretty much.
Blow your cart.
Y'all want to say anything else about y'all's shit before we run out of here?
Just give us a little follow on Instagram and Twitter at Blow Your Pod. No, but you can find us on, we're also on Facebook, facebook.com/blowyourpod.
Nice. It's good shit. We urge you to go listen to them. It's funny as fuck.
Yeah.
And if anybody needs me, I'll be on Lyle's couch for the next 2 weeks. I hope you don't mind just a stoner guy on your couch.
That's cool. Yeah. As long as you like wash
everyone
dishes.
Everyone needs one of those.
Yeah, that's not happening.
This makes me think of the dude off Half Baked.
Yeah, I was about to say, he's going to be your Stephen Wright.
He was arrested. What is this? That does it. Who are you in here with? That doesn't matter. What's important is you get Kenny out of jail.
I need to watch that movie again.
So good.
Yeah.
As for us at Good Old Gamers, you can find us at on Facebook, Good Old Gamers Podcast. You can find us on Twitcher, iTunes.
Stitcher.
You can find us on the Tweaker Network.
Yeah.
Every one of our episodes on the Tweaker Network is sped up 53%. So you get twice the episode and half the time.
We're on that there YouTube.
I just think of Rick Moranis and fucking Ghostbusters. He's like, yeah, I was just working out. I took a 20-minute workout and played it back at double speed on my VCR. I got a great workout half the time or something like that. Oh, I was just working out. Fucking amazing. Yeah. Anyways, you can tell like we're all kind of like sleep deprived because we're just kind of like fucking derailing right now, every sentence.
Because right now it's a little bit after 1. We usually record like 7-ish, somewhere around there. When do you guys usually
You're just
record?
Like, hurry up, shut the fuck up so I can go home.
Oh, no. What time do you guys usually record?
6-ish.
Yeah, sometimes we run super late, just depending on like if Neo's here or if, you know.
So don't judge us by this recording.
No, this is great. Yeah, this I like is fun.
It's golden.
It will cohese well with the. You gonna tell him to go fuck himself?
I didn't.
He said, "Shut up, Brandon.
Shut up, Brandon. Fuck yourself, man." Not many people get a personal one of those.
No,
thank you.
So
people
and,
been,
I, and I'll plan to take you up on it too.
They've been asking for that shit.
Your net worth is increased now. So.
I wanted to start signing
in. Stocks just went through the roof.
Put that on your resume. Brandon told me to fuck myself. No, fucking hard.
I'm gonna do it on all my signatures and shit.
You got the job, buddy.
We need you to sign for your loan. It's like, all right, Brandon told me to go fuck myself, man. All right.
Hell yeah.
Well, Keith does have a leather like butthole. So.
So one side's callous.
Damp it a little baby powder. He's good to.
I put the whole can up there.
You can find us on YouTube. If you like looking at a picture and listening to audio because we don't have any video yet.
We'll eventually have video.
It's coming. So yeah, all that shit. We'll be at you next week with the Halloween special of Good Old Gamers. Y'all know our sign off? No, you don't know? You son of a bitch. You know it?
Yeah, you son of a bitch.
Think aliens. Think Bill Paxton having a freak out. Fucking.
I should know this.
See, I think it should be the Randy Quaid, like, where he's like, I'm coming home. And he's like going in.
Just drives up back. The That fucking his Indian son finally been like, he was a hero. Or something like that. I really remember. Sleep deprivations, motherfucker. Yeah. Anyways, from us to y'all, until next week, game over, man.
Game over.
Is it a song? I should have fucking known that.
When we call to see